Your reaction to today's 7-0 Irish Cup win here at Windsor Park, David?
Delighted with the win. Obviously, coming off the back of a positive result performance on Tuesday against Dungannon. Sometimes you're always wary about taking a foot off the gas, but credit to the players today. They've done it professionally, coming at half-time, 2-0 up, and started the second half with a goal blitzing. That sort of put paid to the end of the match.
It's a hell of a good run we're on with 4-0 Ballymena, 2-0 Carrick, 6-0 Dungannon, 7-0 today. Mm-hmm. But great if we could keep this going, wouldn't it?
Yes. You know, I wouldn't like to promise the fans 6 and 7 every week, but the most important thing is you're winning games, and you know, when it comes to the league business, that you're picking up points. So huge game now against Portadown next Friday. Should be a good atmosphere. Hopefully the Linfield fans travel in big numbers as they always do, especially on a Friday night. Get behind the boys, and I seen the Portadown pitch on TV tonight. It's not going to be one for the faint-hearted and silky. Sexy football, it's about winning games, and hopefully the boys are in that mindset at the minute, which we will want them to be, and keep winning games.
They beat us down there, and then they've won in the cup today, so they'll be on a real high going into next week's match, won't
they? Yeah, they will be, and you know, give them credit. You know, they've sort of been a cup team. They obviously lost in the final last year. Their league form has not been great, but you know, I know coming off the back of one positive result, it can lead to 2, 3, 4. So we'll be more than ready, and we'll be weary of you know, Portadown next week. They're a good side, they've got good players still, and it'll be a big test for us.
Looking again at today's game, Andy Waterworth, 4 goals, that's what you want from your main striker, isn't it?
Yeah, you want goals throughout the team, but you want goals from your attacking players, and we got that today. Aaron Burns scored a couple, young Stephen Fallon coming on, so pleased with Andy. Andy's on a good run now. I don't know how many games he's scored in a row, but you know, hopefully that continues. We do have goals and options, so it's a good time at the minute.
He's pushing on for the 30 mark now for the season. It's not good. Bad for your main striker, is it?
No, it's not bad. You know, if he gets to 40, it'll put us, without putting too much pressure on him, if he gets to 40 the rest of the season, with a cup run and the league games left, you know, he'll certainly settle for that.
It's a great game today because you're able to bring on Guy Bates and Stephen Fallon, mm-hmm. and, you know, maybe give a wee bit of a rest to a few players. So it's a great workout today's game, isn't it?
It is. Big Mark Stafford's been sort of playing through the pain barrier the last sort of couple of weeks, so it was a good chance to sort of take him off and, you know, put Sean in there. Sean's natural normal position is centre half, so it was, you know, a straight swap really. I know he's been playing midfield recently and doing really well, but it was a straight swap, and it's good when you look behind you on the bench. You know, there's people that are, you know, Ross Gaynor didn't play a part today, Niall Quinn. There's good options there, which is it's always helpful as a manager.
It seems to be every week we're talking. The weather conditions are awful for the supporters, and it must be awful for the players to have to play good football in that, isn't it?
Second half was a little bit better. I think it sort of calmed down a bit, but the first half was atrocious conditions of rain, wind, and everything else that you don't need. But credit to the players, they were professional and went about the job in the right manner in the first half. And, you know, without ever threatening a couple of shots, I think the one that hit the outside of the post in the first half for them. But apart from that, I think we were pretty comfortable.
Great for Stevie Fallon to get his first goal for the club today. Just hit the bar, yep. And he pops up with you know, it's a great boost to his confidence, isn't it?
It is, and again, Stevie will get stronger. Even the minutes that he did play the day added to the 90 that he played for the Swifts during the week. So he'll get stronger, he'll get fitter, and hopefully come the next little while here, he becomes a, you know, a good option for us.
You're probably too young to remember Peter Rafferty and Eric Bowyer, but
no, I know these.
Fantastic side about this ground, isn't he?
He is, and he always has been. You know, he's, even as he's gone on in years, he's certainly a person that he's instantly recognisable. And I think for the Linfield sport, I think for the players in here, you know, hopefully most of the players did recognise him. And it was an honour to meet him and obviously Eric Bowyer beforehand. So, you know, people who have, you know, shed blood for this club and won trophies, numerous trophies. And it's always nice when these, you know, legends come out and, you know, show their support still for the club.
Mark Stafford has the potential to be a Peter Rafferty type player, hasn't he?
He's got a beard, but he doesn't have the tash. So I might.
But the leadership quality. He does,
and again, Mark has that. And again, speaking to him today, you know, he wasn't keen on coming off, but I think it'll benefit him having a little break. He's played quite a few games recently, so he's got the leadership qualities. It's not only Mark, Jimmy alongside him, and Maurice and Matty Clark, who you know, we're on a clean sheet run at the minute, and long may I continue.
And lastly, the draw has been made, and we have a very tasty looking game coming up at Solitude on the 5th of March, quickly followed by a league game there on the 19th of March.
Yeah, a game of the Ballymena saga that we had. Sometimes it's not easy when you play teams, you know, so soon. But it's certainly a game that I'm looking forward to, and hopefully it's a game that the players can relish. It is a tough tie, I'll admit that. Cliftonville are a good side, but if you're going to win cups, you need to beat the best teams, and so I'm sure the other clubs, when they're looking in at the draw, will be pleased to see, you know, two of the top teams playing each other. So one can only go through. I hope it's us, and hopefully we'll be prepared and, you know, ready for the challenge, because I'm already looking forward to it.
It's a real run of tough fixtures: Portadown, Coleraine, Glenavon, twice Cliftonville. These are the sort of games you want to be involved in, aren't they, over the next few weeks?
These are the games that the players hopefully want to be involved in. You know, me as a manager now, you know, as a player, I would have been excited about these fixtures. So hopefully players can, you know, these fixtures can excite them, and we can go out, and we've still got a lot of work to do, a lot of points to prove, you know, because people are still asking questions about Linfield and about me and about the players and everything else. So hopefully me being the manager, we can set them on the right road, and they can prove the points.
And for that run of tough fixtures, you're going to need a full squad, so you're going to need your Mark Hawkeys, yep, and your Ross Clarks, and yep, your Stevie Lawrys, and anybody else who's not fully fit. You're going to need them, yep, chomping at the bit for the next few weeks, aren't you?
Going to need everybody. Again, it's nice when you can turn behind you, and you've got really good options on the bench. So we've options not on the squad at the minute, so the sooner they get fitter, the more pressure it's applied to me as a manager, when not only when you're picking the 11, sometimes it's difficult to pick five as a sub, but yeah, that's my job. It's better being a manager who has options, and I hear all these other clubs talking about there are many good options that they're going to have, many good options that they already have. You know, we don't seem to be getting mentioned with the good options that we have here.
Well done today, and all the very best for a big, tough run of games, and obviously in the next round of the Irish Cup, David.
Cheers, Andy. Good man.